Yeah, I think rock and roll.
If you turn off the tape machine, I'll tell you a few things.
Rock and roll, I think rock and roll overall though is becoming, you know, it's sort of, these days it seems to be, it's far more of a, you know, respectable business in a lot of ways. It is, I mean, it is a business. It's as big as, business. Yeah, business.
That's why we have they take care of the business, you know. We take care of the rock and roll.
Yeah. That's what's been good for us, really. I mean, all our record companies have realised from day one when we signed to them that it was a long-term thing, and that, you know, that it was a developing situation. I mean, the American Record Company, the time and I guess even financial input that they put into us over the years has been astounding. You know?
See, we have a fantastic relationship with the American Record Company. We really do. You know,
and
they know we call all the shots. We have total artistic control. And everything.
We own everything. You know,
we make all our own music. We pay for it all ourselves. We pay for our own videos. We own not the record companies. You know, we lease them to them, and then we work with them to, you know, where our manager works with them to market them and stuff. It's very much controlled by NXS, you know, and that's the thing about us, you know. And we haven't quite got that sort of same rapport yet, really. European record company. You know, it's close, but it's not the same. You know, it's too many different countries, you see.
Mm, too many different markets, you know. It's like Germany.
And they're all peculiar.
Yeah, yeah. Like Germany.
Exactly.
All
have different idiosyncrasies. Yeah. You know. And it takes a while to be able to, you know, knit it all together and figure it all out. But but it'll happen, you know, I'm confident. You know. NXS is here to stay. This is just enough, you know.
I'll just step
in it. 5 years from now, you know, this will go down to here, you know. So.